Hi. This week the question is, do the grace passages override obedience passages? Listen to the following passages which indicate that obedience is required in order to be saved. In Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." In Luke 6, verse 46, Jesus again said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" In Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, "Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." And there are many other passages that we could give, but these are plain enough to indicate obedience is necessary, it's required in order to be saved and go to heaven. Now, please listen carefully. We must be very careful in how we interpret the grace passages in the New Testament so that we do not make the Bible contradict itself. Truth does not contradict other truth. In other words, if two passages are true, they will not contradict one another. When one person says one thing and another person says something contradictory, one of two possibilities exists. Either one is right and the other is wrong, or both are wrong. Both people cannot be right if those people contradict one another. Bible says in Matthew 12, verse 25, Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand." If Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? This passage clearly teaches that if one thing divides or contradicts another thing, both cannot be true. Therefore, the Bible cannot be true if it contradicts itself at some time. If the Bible is true, then it will not contradict itself in other passages. When correctly understood, all Bible passages are in full agreement and do not contradict one another. Now, we've seen some Bible passages which clearly reveal obedience is required, it's necessary for salvation. And therefore, when I come across Bible passages on grace, I must be careful not to interpret them in such a way that they contradict the obedience passages. Here's what this means. I cannot interpret grace passages to mean that obedience is not necessary for salvation. Nor can I interpret grace passages to mean that men and women may continue in sin and still be saved. In Romans 6, verse 1 and 2, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" The grace of God does not mean people may ignorantly violate His word and still be saved anyway. The grace of God does not mean people may purposefully violate His scriptures and still go to heaven anyway. Sin is a violation of God's law, 1 John 3, verse 4. The grace of God will not forgive people of their past sins if they will not stop violating His law and begin obeying His law. And neither does the grace of God inoculate a person from future sinning. Now, an inoculation is when we go to the doctor, we get a shot for smallpox, for example, and then we leave. Will not get smallpox, even when we are exposed to smallpox. At least that's the idea. And some people think the grace of God inoculates them against sin. They think that they may now do anything they wish, and even if it's not quite right, God will graciously overlook the matter and save them anyway. Well, this type of thinking is wrong. It's dangerous. It's dangerous because it makes people careless, and we must be diligent on our guard against sin, lest we slip away from the grace of God. Hebrews 3, verse 12, and Hebrews 2, verse 1. The only thing the grace of God does is it provides a way to be forgiven of past sins which we have forsaken. The grace of God does not inoculate and protect us from future sins. It does not excuse us and allow us to continue in sin and ignorance. So in conclusion, here's what all of this means. Grace passages do not mean baptism is not necessary for salvation. According to the Bible, people must repent and be baptized in order to have the remission of sins. Acts 2 verse 38. Grace does not mean that you do not have to be baptized to be saved. Grace passages do not mean women may be preachers. According to the Bible, women are to remain silent in all church assemblies. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. This law has never been repealed. Grace does not mean we may ignore this law. Grace passages do not mean homosexuals may continue in homosexual living and still be saved anyway. Homosexuality is a sin, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. Grace does not mean that we can continue in sin and still be saved. Grace passages do not mean people may worship God in their own individual way. God has revealed a pattern for worship, Hebrews 8, verse 5. And we must follow that pattern carefully. Grace does not allow us to invent our own unique ways of worship and service. Matthew 15, verse 9. Other examples could be given, but this is enough to get you thinking. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.